We're still on the halachas of Erev Yom Kippur, and we're up to Simen Tav Resh Tes. We'll be doing Tav Resh Tes as well as Tav Resh Yud. Tav Resh Tes is the halacha of Hatmana. Mutter lahatman chamin Erev Yom Kippur l'matzoy Yom Kippur. The Machaber holds that you are allowed to go and put away something to continue staying hot and even cooking a little more from Erev Yom Kippur till after Yom Kippur. In other words, throughout Yom Kippur, this thing is going to be warming so that you're going to have good, fresh, hot food on Matzoy Yom Kippur. The Ramah disagrees and says, V'yeshomim she'en la'atmin b'Yom Kippur. V'chein ha'minig b'dinas elu, that we do not leave the food cooking over Yom Kippur, mutman, the way they used to do it, and all sorts of insulation, including things that radiate heat. Now, what is the issue here? The issue here is, number one, that it looks like Rav Sanusa. Like, the only thing on your mind in Erev Yom Kippur is, I want to be able to eat fresh, hot food just after Yom Kippur. Now, that's in bad taste. It's beneath us. It looks like you're just, when it comes to food, you just can't control yourself. Another reason is because on Yom Kippur, there is malacha being done for after Yom Kippur. Now, that in halacha, we paskin that there is no problem of malacha being done if it's being done by itself. There's no human involvement in it. Nevertheless, because it's Yom Kippur, we keep every chumrah you possibly could, and as a result of it, we're machmir. And our minag is actually not to do hatmana. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that although those that say that the only iser is from chatzos and on, one should really not do this hatmana, even if he's doing this Erev Yom Kippur in the morning. However, in the Shaar Tzion, he does mention that for people that are doing something for long term, his case is people that are preparing jam for a long time, and the way it works is that they would cook it and cook it and cook it, and they would leave it in the oven for days. So the fact that it's there over Yom Kippur doesn't bother us. The fact that you're putting it in there in the oven, because it does not show that you're doing Rav Sonus, it does not show that you're waiting for fresh food right after Yom Kippur. You're going to be using it a long time later. And in terms of the Isser Malacha, we don't really hold that there's an Isser Malacha anyway. It's only if it looks like it's for right after Yom Kippur, there one should refrain. So there he is actually matir. Then we go further. Tav Resh Yud. Hadlakas Haneris b'Yom Kippur. The Hadlaka of Hadlakas Haneris. There's an issue of Hadlakas Ner for Yom Kippur that's discussed in the Mishnah in Psachim. And the issue is as follows. On the one hand, there's a mitzvah of lighting candles for Shabbos, for Shalom Bayis. You're supposed to light Ner Shabbos so that people won't trip all over the place and they get angry at one another, because what happens when things happen to us is that we have the tendency to blame. It would therefore make sense that although we don't eat on Yom Kippur and we don't have a Suda, still you should have candles because people could still fall and then blame one another. Nevertheless, there are those who have a minhag of not lighting candles for Yom Kippur. The reason being, since cohabitation is prohibited on Yom Kippur, what we want to do is minimize the amount that husband and wife will actually see each other on the night of Yom Kippur. Therefore, candles should not be lit. So says the Machaber, Makom shenogim ladlik ner b'lo Yom Kippur madlikin. In places where the minhag was to light, we do light. Makom shenogu shelo ladlik ein madlikin. In a place that the minhag is not to light, one doesn't light. Says the Ramah, in a place that people do light, then they certainly should also leave a ner on in the bedroom as a reminder that cohabitation is prohibited on Yom Kippur. The Magen Avraham mentions the fact that people don't do that today. People on Yom Kippur, the light ner for Erev Yom Kippur, on Erev Yom Kippur, we light candles, and people don't leave a light on in the bedroom. And he does not like the idea. The one case where there's an exception, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Iker halacha is that even when a woman is not tohor, that one would still leave a candle on. The Magen Avraham says, for people that want to be makel, there one does not have to stop them. One can understand that they're being makel. However, in a case where the woman is tohor, the right thing to do is to leave a light in the bedroom as well. our minhag is actually to light, our minhag is to light near Yom Kippur. We light candles for Yom Kippur like we do for every other Shabbos. Shabbos and Yantif. V'mchal v'Shabbos, says the Mechaber, even those who hold it on Yom Kippur, you don't light candles with a bracha. If it falls on Shabbos, you light and you would say the bracha v'alik ner shal Shabbos v'yom HaKippur. According to everybody, you would have to light where it falls on Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah mentions that a place that doesn't have a minhag, you're better off lighting, because the Yerushalmi, from the Yerushalmi it is mashman, that is the ikur, that is the better of the two minhagim. Now we get to Siv Beis. Yesh mi shomer shemavarach al havlokas ner Yom Kippur. There are some who say that you actually make a bracha on the havloka, even though there are different minhagim of whether or not to light altogether. If you do light, you say a bracha, says the Ramah, v'chein ha-minhagim din ha-seilu. That is actually our custom. Our custom is to light with a bracha. Gimel b'chol mokum adlikim abatei kinesias of other midrashos umvos hafelim v'agabi acholim, places where the public is going to be, you have to make sure that they're well lit so people don't get hurt. But that is not called shalom bayis anymore, and for that there was no tikkun chachamim of lighting with a bracha, so that you don't say ladlik ner shel Shabbos when you're putting a light in a public place, but it is not the home. You're supposed to be lighting in a place that you're living in, so that you could say that it's shalom bayis. And then Dalid. Noagim b'chol mokom laharbas neris v'batik nesios. There's a minug of having lots of light on and lots of candles in shul for Yom Kippur. Why is that? Because the Gemara says there's a special limud of l'kdosh Hashem mechubad, that you're supposed to be mechabed Hashem's day, and that's referring to Yom Kippur. What are you going to be mechabed it with? Since we cannot eat, we cannot drink, what kavod are you going to show for Yom Kippur? So we show it bu'urim, we show it with light. So Yom Kippur, we'd light lots of candles. It was always the minhag to light lots of candles for Yom Kippur. And in shul, you have all the lights on. Also, latzia begodim noim beveis haknesses. And that is that in shul, you put out fine clothing, fine begodim. This is talking about tapestries that would hang, as well as covering tables in the shul. L'kavid Yom Kippur, dafka l'kavid Yom Kippur, the shul should look its finest. Then the Ramah says, "V'noagim shekol ish gadol or katan osim lo ner." There's this minag that every male, whether it be a gadol or a katan, whether it be an adult or a child, every male has a candle lit for him. That's one minag that the Ramah brings down. The second thing is the ner neshama, and that is to light a candle for the deceased as a schus to them. And this minag is quite universal. And what happens if it goes out? What happens if one of these candles goes out? So he says, you don't tell a non-Jew to go turn it on again. Amira l'nachri, asking a non-Jew to do malacha for you is asr. There are certain exceptions, but this is not one of them. Not only that, but the Mishnah Berurah says that if you see that it got extinguished, and you have a non-Jew, say a non-Jew who's guarding them, and he feels like lighting it, you're supposed to stop him. You're supposed to tell him, don't do it, because he's doing malacha for you. Now, the case where you have to stop him, the Mishnah Berurah seems to learn that that's only where you're benefiting from the light. So that if a light is some side place where no one is really benefiting from it, if he feels like lighting it, you don't really have to stop him. Then the Ramah says, what happens if someone's light went out in Yom Kippur? Here he's referring to not the ner neshama, but the ner that people lit for themselves. Those that have that custom where every male has a light lit for him. So if that light goes out, so you're supposed to relight it, rekindle it on Matzoy Yom Kippur, and accept upon yourself that you will never put out the ner Yom Kippur. You'll let it burn itself out. You will never put out the ner Yom Kippur, even after Yom Kippur. The next thing is that the Ramah says that the minhag is to cover our tables in the house, although we don't have any sudas, but you set the table up in a way where you put a clean tablecloth as if you're ready to have, as if you would have the sudas Shabbos in honor of Yom Kippur. So this is even in the home, and even though we're not home much. Next, the minhag is to wear white clothing, like the malachim. This is for men and women, but it is only men who have the minhag of wearing a kittel and not women. If one is wearing a kittel, he is not supposed to walk into the washroom because this is a beged that is miyuchid for davening. The Ramah goes on and says that a kittel is also beged mesim. It also reminds us of shrouds because they're buried in white. V'al-yidei leiv ha'odam nichna v'nishpar. And this way, a person will be more subdued. The heart will be more broken, and he will be more open to tshuva. The Mishnah Berurah says that a woman should not put on jewelry on Yom Kippur. She should not go and put on her jewelry on Yom Kippur. We wear simple, white, fine clothing. But you don't go putting on jewelry. And with regard to wearing white, really one is supposed to wear pishtan. It says linen. Although today that is no longer the minhag when it comes to the kittel. With regard to an oval wearing a kittel, al pidin it is permissible. The Mishnah Berurah says that there are places that the custom is that he would not wear a kittel, even on Yom Kippur.